For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Well, if we can't keep drugs out of our prisons, how are we going to keep them out of the politicians' noses? A situation's developed in the city of Bridgeport, where the mayor has been found to be at least a former cocaine user, and he cried and wept in front of the press and the local constabulary asking for their forgiveness and to allow him to continue his duties to the city of Bridgeport. As you can imagine, it's been all over the papers, all over the TV, and here to talk about it is the man who's running for governor in the state of Connecticut, Mr. Cliff Thornton. Give us a summary of what's happened up there in the last few weeks.
Well, in the last few weeks, this guy, John Fabrizi, who's been the mayor of Bridgeport, has come out with using cocaine. Now, we got to understand that these drug laws are meant for nobodies, but not for Bridgeport's mayor, John Fabrizi. Now, John Fabrizi could be mayor of Bridgeport for another two decades and not have done his city or Connecticut the service he has just done by getting caught using cocaine while mayor and a member of the city council. The mayor's drug use was discovered, incidentally, during a federal investigation aimed at someone else. Fabrizi, the mayor, first fudged about having made poor choices. He confessed at a meeting with the newspaper's editorial board and made a tearful admission and apology at an assembly of city employees at City Hall. The mayor, a Democrat, stressed that he had used cocaine for a year and a half. This guy means to stay in office, though there are calls from both parties for him to resign. In Hartford, Connecticut, there were 22 shootings. Three resulted in death. And the mayor of Hartford said to the children that were doing it that they just don't get it. The authorities, and him included, just don't get it. They don't understand or are unwilling to take the responsibility for the fact that they created this atmosphere which causes these children to act that way. They create the problem, and then they blame the children for it. So, things have got to change.
Indeed they do, my friend. Now, if folks want to learn more about your campaign, point them where they should go on the web.
VoteThornton.com.
Do you think common sense, logic, and reality will ever win the day? And be careful before you answer this. We are talking about America. To hear the full interview with Cliff, please visit DrugTruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.